We come to the subject in our notes, which is on page 6 of your notes, of the date and the historical setting of the book of Revelation. This is an important consideration, at least to the preterist. The preterist view that believes that the book of Revelation looks forward to the fall of Jerusalem, which happened in 70 AD, must necessarily hold to an early date of writing for the book of Revelation. The preterist must believe and must teach that the book of Revelation was written prior to 70 AD. There are and always have been two theories about the date of writing. Some have placed it in the date of, in the reign of Nero, and some in the reign of Domitian. And there's approximately 30 years difference between these two. If the preterist view is correct, then the book must have been written during the reign of Nero. If the preterist view is not correct, then either the early or the late date of the book will work, because none of the other approaches to Revelation requires either an early or a late date. The futurist view, for example, or the historist view, or the idealist view, or the progressive parallelist view, any of those views will work. Whether the book was written early or late, it does not affect them. But the date of writing is certainly an issue for the preterist, and insofar as we suggest that the preterist view has any merits at all, or even superior merits to the other views, based on internal evidence, we would be very concerned to know whether the early or the late date applies, and which is the better date. Well, the main thing we have from internal evidence about the time of the writing and the historical setting was that it was a time of intense persecution, it would seem, of the church. In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 9, John identifies himself as the companion in tribulation with his readers. By the way, in the Greek, it's your companion in the tribulation. John is in tribulation, and so are his readers. And that's why he is their companion in tribulation. He does not identify who the persecutor is, but it's quite clear that tribulation to the church is brought on by persecution from people, from the powers that be. There are other indicators of such persecution going on. In chapter 2 and verse 10, Jesus says to the church of Smyrna, "Do not fear any of those things which you're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Now, he mentioned this verse, things they are about to suffer. He speaks of a tribulation of 10 days, probably not a literal length of time. And the particular feature of that tribulation is said to be imprisonment. The devil's going to throw some of you in prison. But he also suggests some of them may have to die for the faith, because he says, "Be faithful unto death, and I'll give you the crown of life." So this suggests a context of persecution of the church. Also in verse 13 of chapter 2, the church of Pergamos had a martyr already. In chapter 2, verse 13, Jesus says to that church, "I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days when Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you where Satan dwells." That church already had a martyr. Apparently, the church was not being slaughtered wholesale, because they only had one martyr in their midst. But one martyr is more than most churches in modern times have, because we don't experience persecution like that. If one of our members was shot down by the police for his faith, it would be a mark that things had radically changed for the church in this country, because the police are not allowed to do that at this present time in our society. And if a church has a person who is slaughtered or killed for his faith as a martyr, then it suggests that some level of persecution, far more than we know in our present age, in the modern Western church, was going on at the time. In chapter 3 and verse 10, there's a promise to the church of Philadelphia, "Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. So here is an hour of trial that he talks about that this church is to be kept from. Another indicator of persecution is found in chapter 6, verse 9. When John is caught up into heaven, he sees there a vision of souls under the altar, and these are the souls of martyrs. He says, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Now, in all fairness, this does not necessarily say these were recent martyrs. They could have been martyrs from a previous age, a previous generation, maybe even Old Testament martyrs. People like Abel, through Zechariah, the prophet who was killed by his own countrymen, and most of the prophets were. But it, taken together with the rest of the information in Revelation, it would seem that this group would at least include Christian martyrs, and that there was a company of them suggests perhaps that there was persecution going on at the time, and there were martyrs in several churches. There's more. Throughout the book of Revelation, the theme of martyrs and persecution seems to be frequently brought up. In chapter 13, we have a beast who makes war with the saints. In chapter 17, we find a harlot who is drunk with the blood of the saints and of the martyrs. And so these kinds of passages give the impression that persecution is the context in which it was written. But which time of persecution? In the early church, of course, persecution was fairly normal. But the main persecution was coming from the Jews up until 70 AD. Or at least until a few years before that. 64 AD is when Nero began to persecute. Although his persecution was probably not empire-wide. It was probably mainly confined to the Christians in Rome. I want to read you something that George Eldon Ladd says, and it's interesting what he says because it doesn't support his own view. He holds a later date. But he says it is in popular Christian